brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. We are with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. We're talking gold and silver. And Bob, can we really name anything else that has tripled in value in 5 years? I'm thinking maybe oil stocks have. You know, if you got in before the invasion of Iraq in the oil business, maybe you made, you know, triple your money. But other than that, is there anything else out there that even compares?
Yeah, we recommended oil and gas as well as the natural gas, usually to people who trade. And we recommended three good oil companies that have done extraordinarily well, mm-hmm. as well as gold and the silver have. And we recommended Swiss franc in the form of Swiss franc government bonds. We started to recommend that when the, and this is about 8 years ago, recommending the Swiss franc at 173. The Swiss franc is trading right now at 94.50, and so that's been quite a change. Mm-hmm. And for those who bought Swiss franc government bonds and kept on rolling them, they got a small dividend interest payment of usually around anywhere between 1.8 and 3%. But they've held the value of their currency, and so it's been some of the currencies beside the Swiss francs, which I happen to like the best, and I've lived and banked and done business in Europe for many years, some time ago, so I'm very familiar with the markets over there. In fact, I went to school in Switzerland, and so you got Swiss franc oriented assets. For those who want to have liquidity, you might have a business, you don't want to keep your money in a savings account or a checking account or in U.S. Treasuries because of the very reasons I've just pointed out. So you buy Swiss franc government bonds, and you can buy them today and sell them tomorrow if you want. And the commissions are ridiculously low. They're virtually nothing. More an accommodation to a brokerage house client. And then you've got the gold and silver related assets. And other than that, I think as a form of insurance, you want to have, freeze dried and dehydrated foods, a method of purifying water, and a method of defending your family.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're the international forecaster. What's coming in the next 6 months?
Well, we're going to see higher gold and silver prices, and I wouldn't be surprised if we'll use gold as the guideline, that by the end of the year we could see $1,200, maybe even higher. You got to remember the government, the central banks, the Western governments are working in concert to suppress the price. If they weren't doing that and hadn't been doing that since 1988, gold would probably be selling now somewhere between $2,200 and $3,000 an ounce. So they've only got so much gold, and there's only so much they can sell. That's the central banks and governments. And once that's gone, it's gone. And for all intents and purposes, there's no real inventory in governmental hands of silver. There may be in corporations or for individuals, but there's no great overhang there either. And so the upside looks very, very good for the next 2 to 3 years.
Gotcha. We're going to be taking calls with Bob Chapman on the other side until about 12:30. So if you want to call into the Alex Jones Show, please do. And we'll be back. It's the InternationalForecaster.com.
Yeah.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, subbing in for the next few days, and I am with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. And we're going to go to your calls now. Hopefully we have comments or questions for Mr. Chapman. Let's take the first caller. Let's take John in North Carolina. John, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
What's your comment?
I need to ask you a question. You know, I've been noticing, I've been taking photographs and with my video camera, CD, and, you know, I've been noticing these chemtrails, and I have pictures and video of these jets. They look like military jets, the big ones, C-132s. And they're up there, and you see these big emulsions of dispersion of these white exhaust fumes on the back. And on the other side, I'm in a major traffic area in Wilmington, North Carolina, before it's the last point before they leave the coastal region.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's others that are at the same altitude, like, you know, maybe 15 minutes, 10, 5 minutes later, and they're not emitting the same exhaust. Same feet in the air. No exhaust.
Well, here's
my
the deal.
My question is,
All right, let me tell you what's going on. Basically, chemtrails are real. There are the ones that do chemtrails, like you said. They emit, this long cloud that kind of disperses out. They do crosshatch patterns. And then there's other ones that do contrails that have been around forever where you just see this mist and then it dissolves. Now, the official line on what chemtrails are can now be found in weather modification. They're saying it's there to fight global warming. There's a few mainstream articles on it. Before, it didn't exist. And then the, I believe it was the California mainstream media, the NBC station over there, started doing a story on it. They said, well, you know, we're catching these on video. They obviously exist. And this woman has been collecting samples over the last 10 years at her lake when these things were going on. And they said there was aluminum oxide and other heavy metals in there, and it had all the earmarks of weather control. Now, again, the mainstream line is that this is there to fight global warming. And, you know, that's about all I know. I don't buy into it. God knows why they're actually spraying us, but chemtrails are obviously real. You can see them. There's a couple documentaries out there on Google Video you can check out, you know, as to speculate to what they are. But that's all I know. I thank you for the call, John. Let's move forward to hopefully someone who has something to say to Bob. Charles in Louisiana. Charles, are you with me?
Yes, sir. How you doing, sir?
Good, man. I've heard you many a times on the Alex Jones
yes,
Show.
I want to thank you for hosting the show today, Mr. Chapman. But I've been in this for years, and I quit blaming the government for what's happening to America. I quit blaming the Illuminati. It's the coward America that we tremble with fear. Like the police are just beating us up and all that. They can't do that if you're a man. They only could do this to cowards. When will American people, or what will it take, Mr. Chapman? Will it take starvation? Will it take maybe killing their kids or whatever? When will American people say enough is enough?
So, yeah, Charles.
Well, that's hard to say, but I think it's sufficient in America to have a depression and a good many of people losing their homes, their jobs, their cars, living under a bridge or whatever. I think that will be the catalyst that'll get it going, because the world lives on its stomach, and of course the transportation to bring the food to you so that you can exist. And so I think that that will be the cataclysmic event, and I think the people behind government realize that quite well.
Well, Charles, I would just say this. You know, I remember saying that same thing to my family and friends and being like, when's enough going to be enough? And this is back in the days of, you know, gas being under $2 and it was just starting to go up. And they're like, well, we'll never pay $3 a gallon. Then they started paying $3 a gallon. We'll never pay $4 a gallon. Now we're paying $4 a gallon. We're soon going to be paying $5 a gallon. And if that doesn't get the general population in an uproar, I really just don't know what's going to do that, other than what Mr. Chapman said, which is like bread lines, you know, a return to, you know, the crash of 29. God knows. I mean, we have to put it upon ourselves, but at the same time, you know, we have to be active and out there and talking to family and friends about these situations and not letting up. You know, we have to bombard other people with other information. Otherwise, you know, we are going to have to suffer through a depression, and who knows if we make it out of there. I thank you for the call, Charles. Let's go to Dave in Texas. Dave, are you with us?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good,
good show today. I have a couple of comments for your guest to respond to, if I might.
Sure.
I've kind of noticed something picked up on some other Patriot Radio programming that some people are having undue problems with their banks. They have, like, obviously excess fees and the kind of unfair and abrupt treatment they often get from tellers, and the seeming unfair commercial practices of banks. The interest rates on certain types of loans and various other things. And I myself have been doing business for about 10 years now with a credit union. I currently don't do business with a bank, just my personal use. And I was noticing that it's easier for many people to get into credit unions now than it used to be, and I would recommend a lot of people having trouble with banks and feeling they're being shafted, so to speak, in various ways, consider if they can arrange to transfer over to a credit union that they consider doing that, and they'll usually get better treatment, less fees. I haven't had any undue fees since I've been there. I use their ATM. I don't get charged anything. They don't charge me to see a teller and some of the other ridiculous things you get at some banks. And they've never messed with my accounts or taken monies out or things, you know. I've never bounced checks when I knew I had funds covering, had various things. I don't currently have any credit cards. That's another thing I'd recommend people get off of credit cards, try to get off of debt. If they're currently debt-free, try to stay out of debt. If they have debt, they can pay off, pay it down. And the other quick comment was for people to try and stock up on the food issue, on storable, non-perishable food items that they could use in addition to things like gold and silver, if they can get into that too, especially coins, to try and prep for themselves for coming hard times, if they can build up food supplies, storable foods, and storable capacity for purifying water and things of that nature. That's kind of a preparation technique for people. So
Bob, what do you think about all that?
I think he's absolutely correct. There's not much I can add to it. He's right, and I just think people should keep perhaps a small amount of cash in small bills at home in their safe, because I think there's going to be a lot of banks over the next 2 to 3 years that are going to go under, maybe 150 to 300 of them. And that's why they've called back in 35 people to the FDIC to be able to handle this increase. They know it's coming. Certain banks will be saved, certain banks will not be. And the Illuminous banks are the ones that will be saved. They'll be able to get the credit. And so people shouldn't keep a large amount of money in either a credit union or a bank. They should either have it in gold and silver related assets, or, as I mentioned earlier, in Swiss franc government bonds. And but generally speaking, what he says is absolutely correct. And I mentioned some of the things early on in the program.
Dave, thank you for the call. I have a little question to add on to that. He mentioned that if you have debt, you should pay it off immediately if you can. Now, I'm a guy with some student loans, not too much, but, you know, about 10 grand in debt. Should I, if I get the opportunity, pay that off all at once, or should I pay it off incrementally and wait for the economy to crash?
I would pay it off incrementally and use the money that you would use to pay off that to buy gold and silver coins.
Yeah, because that's going to retain value.
And they will go up in value, and you'll be able to pay it off more cheaply.
Yeah, it's not a bad call. You know,
that goes for other things, too. Like people say, well, gee, the kids are grown up. They've gone. I've got these insurance policies. I figured it's going to cost $10,000 to bury me, and I've got $200,000 worth of insurance. Cash it out. Buy gold and silver related assets, Swiss franc government bonds along with it. Make sure you have all of that insurance at home for the members of your family, mm-hmm. like the food and the defensive items and how to purify water and things like that. And, you know, after a certain period of time, you don't need certain things. People are buried in 401ks. A lot of them should be, you know, if you can't invest in what you want to, and most of them don't allow you to, you should cash them out,
mm-hmm.
particularly if you're over 59 and a half.
All right. Well, let's go to another caller. Let's go to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, are you with us?
Hey, Jason.
Hey, man.
Comment for Bob. I was talking to a professor of political geography, and she was talking to me about carrying capacity of the Earth. And this gets into its big plans. But basically what they're trying to engineer is a society in retrograde. And everybody pretty much figured out that all bureaucracies insist that you just give up and quit. But only the people who are persistent will ever have success. And what they're trying to do is engineer society to reduce population, like everybody talks about, to the 1600 levels. And I liken it to a ship sinking. You know, warn the people to get to a lifeboat, and you get in one, too. I mean, the foolish will perish. I mean, we can't do anything for them. I mean, I'm warning everybody, listen to Bob, please. The guy's been right more often than ever.
Well, I would tell people also to get a copy of Endgame and make copies and hand it out to the family or hold screenings. You know, if you're going to be talking about the depopulation program, there's not another film out there that covers it as well, and unfortunately, the general population really doesn't read anymore. Movies have become the new medium to reach the masses, and that's why I, you know, personally, that's why I'm a documentary filmmaker, is because, you know, I can reach tens of millions of people through an internet movie production, whereas if I write an article online, I'm lucky if 10,000 people actually read it. Final segment with Bob Chapman on the other side. Joe, thank you for the call. Go check out Infowars.com and, of course, the International Forecaster.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mixed with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
And that Willie Nelson, I just can't get enough. I know he's heavy on the Alex Jones show lately, but boy, Great tunes, Gravedigger, Against the Wind. Let's not forget his Highwayman album. I haven't heard that one. Hopefully we'll hear that before the end of the show. I do love the I Was a Highwayman. We're going to take one more caller, and then we're going to let Bob Chapman finish up before we have Peter Dale Scott on in the next segment. I'm excited about that one as well. Really a jam-packed show over at the Alex Jones program, even when he's not here. So let's go to Mark in Michigan. Mark, are you with us?
It's Mark in Missouri. Hey,
oh, sorry.
How you doing?
Good, man.
Thanks for hosting the show today. Doing a great job, and thank you, Bob Chapman. Your internationalforecaster.com is a great place to be informed. My last caller kind of said it. What can a poor family man do, you know, to help his family to survive the coming times is what I was going to ask, and then I was going to maybe get y'all's take on the Gwin Towers.
Well, you want to go over the second part since we already went over the first part there, Bob?
Yeah, go ahead. You pick it up.
Well, I don't really know about the, what was it, the Glenn Towers you were talking about?
Glenn Towers, yeah, the ground wave emergency network towers that the that's been popping up all over the country. You know, it looks kind of like a fork sticking up out, great big steel.
I haven't heard anything about that. I haven't either.
That's why I try to get the question to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll have to look into it.
It just goes to show you we're not geniuses.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a regular guy doing a radio show, and I try to keep up on, you know, as much as possible. But, you know, there are just some things that even I don't know about. I'd say throw a tip over to, tips at Infowars.com, and we'll have one of the guys looking at maybe write up a story. I thank you for the call, Mark. Bob, in closing, you know, how do people get your information and what can they do? I mean, give us the 2-minute wrap up on what's most important.
No, the most important thing, and there's a lot of people who listen who can't invest, and you go out and you get the food and you get the water purification and the things to defend your family, you get out of debt, and those are the most important things. Then if you've got money to invest, you go to the gold and silver related assets and things like that. And there's so many letters that we've gotten over the years, particularly the last 8 years, that said, oh, gee, I did everything you said, and now we're in great shape, and everything's working for us. So all of that stuff I'm telling you works, and it's still time to do it. And so those are the important things, the real down-to-earth important things that people have to do. And another thing, too, is keep on listening to Alex's show because he comes up with so many great ideas. And there's other shows out there that do as well. And you'll stay informed that way. And, of course, we'd love you to subscribe to the International Forecast because we publish a couple of times a week by email, and we put out about 30 pages each time. So all of the things that you need to know, they're there. And all you have to do is read them.
And, Bob, you've had a great track record, not only on this show, but throughout, you know, the last 30 years. I mean, this is your business. You know where the economy's headed, and you're not wrong much.
Well, I don't sell anything either except the publication.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I recommend people, I don't have any divisive reason for doing so. You know, some people get paid to recommend things. I don't do that.
Yeah, you really run your own ship, and you're just trying to be honest with the American people and tell them, look, you know, we're in a huge amount of trouble. Our currency is being devalued. We need to get into hard currencies like gold and silver. Gas prices are going up, and God knows where we're going to be in, you know, 5 to 10 years. Are we going to be in this big depression? You know, I pray that we won't be, but, you know, there's no telling what these guys will pull.
Well, you're right, and they want to change the order of society again, and that's order out of chaos, their order. And, you know, this has been something that's going on year after year for the last 1,000 years, and they haven't been able to grasp complete control over us, and they're not going to.
Mm-hmm.
And because of people like you and this program and Alex, and we inform people so that they act and stop these people from doing what they're doing.
Bob, thank you so much for joining us. And I just want to point out that order out of chaos is their term. You can watch Bush talk about it in Alex Jones's picture, American Dictators, during the credits at the end. And Paul Joseph Watson, one of the webmasters over at PrisonPlanet.com, also wrote a book with that title, Order Out of Chaos, one of my favorite New World Order books out there. We're going to have Peter Dale Scott on the other side. Again, thanks, Bob Chapman.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Wake up, Protestant America! There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Folks are born, make the way to fly. Ooh, the red, white, and blue.
The red, yeah. White, and blue.
And when the band plays, help to the chief, Lord knows, they point the cannon at you. Stop that. That didn't aim me.
All right, it is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma subbing in, and I just want to invite everybody to go over to Infowars.com and check out some of the great videos that make this show possible. You know, we have American Drug War right now, Washington, You're Fired, Endgame, you know, Alex Jones's latest production. Let's not forget Loose Change, Final Cut, really wraps up 9/11 in a way no other film does, just disproves the official version time and time again. A two-hour masterwork from Louder Than Words, folks, executive produced by Alex Jones. But the way you help us out is you go to the online shopping store, you get a copy of these, and then you make 100 copies of that DVD, and you hand them out to your friends, your family. You do street actions like truthaction.org does, like wearechange.org does. And you get out there and you get this information to the masses. I am stoked to have my next guest on. I've watched him many a time on the Internet. I've seen him on C-SPAN several times. His name is Peter Dale Scott. He's a former UC Berkeley professor and author, the author of things like The War Conspiracy, Iran-Contra Connection, Deep Politics and the Death of JFK, and his latest, The Road to 9/11, Wealth, Empire, and the Future of America. Peter, thanks for being on.
Well, it's always a pleasure and an honor to be on this show.
Well, sir, I would just say it is a pleasure and an honor to actually get to talk to you. Let's start with your first book, The War Conspiracy. I think I remember watching a video of you explaining how this was suppressed by our intelligence agencies in the beginning.
That was said in the video, but not by me. Mm-hmm. It was actually suppressed by its publisher, Bob's Merrill,
mm-hmm.
Which was owned by AT&T, and it all happened at the time that AT&T was collaborating with the CIA to overthrow Allende in Chile. So it's not surprising that the AT&T didn't like a book that was criticizing what the CIA did. Luckily, that book is going to come out again after it's, what is it, for more than 30 years. The book should be out in two or three months, I think.
Wow, that is exciting.
Twice the size. I update it and look at the relevance. Most of the book is about the Vietnam War, of course, but there's so many things happening. Deja vu all over again in Iraq that I've expanded the book and look at particularly similarities between the John F. Kennedy assassination and 9/11. I mean, that may be sound absolutely off the wall, but and I thought it was the first time I spoke about it, but it's one of the I am on the web talking about this, and I have two or three versions of an article that gets bigger and bigger because unmistakably there are certain patterns that repeated themselves and suggest that the forces at work that drove us into war in Vietnam in the 1960s are in some way connected to the forces that drove us into war in Iraq in 2003.
Well, I'd have to agree with you there, and especially, I don't know if you've seen this confrontation, but We Are Change recently confronted Gary Hart about his open letter to the leader of Iran, Ahmadinejad, where he alluded to the fact that, well, you know, the Maine and the USS, that the sinking of that ship, and of course the Gulf of Tonkin incident, you know, we know that this administration may stage an attack too to invade, and it was very thinly veiled threat. And when he talked about it, he's like, "Well, I wasn't threatening them personally. I was just saying how this administration very much wants to go with Iran, and in the past they've done these sorts of things." But then when he's asked about 9/11, he's like, "Well, there's no way 9/11 was in any way a false flag attack."
Right. Well, it's very hard for anyone who wants to be considered part of the establishment to. You know, it's as important to the people in power to marginalize the people talking about 9/11 as it was way back, and I'm old enough to remember this, to marginalize people who said that Kennedy wasn't killed by a lone nut. And yet we now, there's virtually a consensus that Oswald didn't do it alone. And we know that among the people who thought it was a conspiracy were President Johnson and President Nixon. So we marginalized kooks were voicing publicly thoughts that were secretly shared in very high places.
Absolutely. But it seems like the mainstream media still pushes the idea that Oswald was this lone shooter. I don't know if you got to see the 40th anniversary two-hour piece with Peter Jennings before he died.
I never watched those things, but yes, you know in advance what they're going to say. Right?
Yeah, I think it was called something like JFK Beyond Conspiracy, and you know they edited the footage and hacked it up to make it look like all these people had said that Oswald did it, and he was definitely the guy. And anybody who questions, you know, the official version, even though there are still, you know, a multitude of classified documents concerning the Kennedy assassination. You know, we're wrong to think there was anything going on there.
Well, what really amused me was, you know, in 1978, the House Select Committee on Assassinations came out with a report that said there was a very high probability of shots coming also from the grassy knoll in addition to the school book depository. I'm very sure about the grassy knoll shots. I'm not sure about the school book depository. Anyway, the reaction of the New York Times and the Washington Post on the same day in editorials was to say, so what? So it wasn't one lone nut. It was two lone nuts. Now, anyone who can force their mind to believe that sort of thing has been really deformed by participating in the twisted political processes of this country.
Absolutely, and I'm glad that you brought up the House Select Intelligence Committee, because there you did. You had a government body saying, look, it looks like we have another shooter. We've done the audio analysis. There definitely seems to be something going on at the grassy knoll. And they put out this report, and it's virtually ignored. It's like, hey, yeah, there was a conspiracy. There was somebody else who shot Kennedy, but just move along. We're never going to try to find this person. We're never going to bring this back into trial, and we're never going to question, that Oswald was the force behind Kennedy's death. And then, you know, the debunkers always like to say that we have to come up with this grand scheme where everything's connected. No, it's not that at all. It's that the majority of evidence, the fact that they had, you know, CIA agents on the scene dressed up like tramps or bums, you know, right there, you know, that should set off red flags. The fact that we have on video the Secret Service agent right before they pull the corner getting told to back off the back of the car and being sent away right before he's shot in the head, that should raise huge alarm bells.
The Secret Service should have been deployed, we're talking about the Dallas police here. The instructions, normal instructions by the motorcycles that would be deployed to each side of an open car with the president in it. And for some reason, those instructions were changed by the Secret Service just before the Kennedy was assassinated. Oh, yes, there's many, many things that are wrong. What's nice about that acoustics evidence suggesting a second shot is that that's science.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen Jones, of course, is using scientific analysis to look at what happened to the towers and Building 7. And in the end, science may save us here, because it's very hard to argue with good science.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Stephen Jones, because one of the more compelling pieces of evidence that suggests that some type of thermite may have been used is the fact that you have this molten metal pouring out of the tower a couple minutes before it crumbles.
And it certainly looks that way. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've got it on several different angles. We covered it in our last movie, Loose Change Final Cut. And you can see that this thing is not dispersing over 60 or 70 floors, literally dropping 60, 70 floors, and still maintaining, you know, the same clarity, the same, like, orange texture. So the debunkers come out and they say, oh, well, that's aluminum from the plane. It's coming from the impact zone. It's got to be aluminum. Well, Stephen Jones goes into the lab. He shows what molten aluminum looks like, especially when it's been mixed with, you know, paper and wood and furniture and all this other stuff. And it still has this silvery glow. It looks nothing like the metal that's pouring out of the World Trade Center. And the problem is that, again, this molten steel could not be achieved unless we had about 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit for it to occur. Yet jet fuel only burns at about 1,800 degrees, 1,850 at its hottest. So obviously, you know, that can't be from the jet fuel. You know, he puts out the scientific paper, he puts out the report, and it's ignored by the mainstream media, and then the debunkers switch from, oh, it's aluminum from the plane, to its batteries on that floor. I mean, it seems like, you know, the people that don't want to believe this will throw out any ridiculous comment they can, and the people that are actually doing the science, like Stephen Jones, are just, you know, gone after and slandered in the mainstream media.
Well, you can't expect to win these battles right away, but, you know, it wasn't clear at first if there would be a concerted effort to get the truth about 9/11. And now there are many, many people working on it. And at the beginning, they said, well, yes, but there are no scientists working on it. And then you get people like Stephen Jones, who is a scientist, and they say, well, but his work, and this is not peer-reviewed. And now, of course, there is a journal where everything is peer-reviewed. And I'm waiting for the regular physicists to wake up and pay more attention to this. They are beginning to do this in other countries, I believe.
Yeah, you and me both. You know, I think 9/11 is so important because our entire foreign and domestic policy is still based on what the government and mainstream media have told us about 9/11. I see more, you know, things being declassified as the administration leaves office. I see things like Able Danger coming to light. I see maybe part of the congressional report that was redacted probably coming to light, maybe being declassified. But
I hope so.
Yeah, but don't you agree that, you know, until we get the truth about 9/11, we're not going to be able to change this country in a positive manner. We're not going to be able to get rid of things like Homeland Security or the Military Commissions Act or Patriot Acts 1 and 2, which have literally eviscerated the Constitution and Bill of Rights.
I think one of the things that's become clear quite recently is, you know, in my book, The Road to 9/11, there are only two chapters about 9/11 itself. And I focused very narrowly on one thing, which was the behavior of Vice President Cheney in the so-called PEOC, or the bunker under the White House, and the proclamation of COG, continuity of government. I always say it really should be called change of government, because if you have a program that's going to suspend the Constitution, that's not exactly continuity. And we are now seeing more and more that I said in my book that three of the things I think that were instituted by continuity of government were martial law, or the capacity for martial law, warrantless surveillance, and warrantless detention. And we now have a very good article in Radar magazine where it points out that Bush himself, when he was talking about the warrantless surveillance after it was revealed by James Risen in the New York Times, he said, well, we review it every 45 days as part of the procedures for ensuring continuity of government. So it's the president himself who has corroborated what I said and linked warrantless surveillance to COG planning, which really means the planning that Cheney and Rumsfeld have been engaged in for 20 years, going back to the days of Oliver North in the 1980s, when he was planning the same sort of thing, and it was revealed back then that these were plans for suspension of the Constitution.
Sure, we had one person actually bring it up during the Iran-Contra hearings, and he brought up the fact that they were building these FEMA camps and that they were going to suspend the Constitution and Congress's role in the government. And when he was asking about it, they said, well, you know, we can't really discuss that. We'd be more than happy to discuss it in a closed hearing where no one can hear anything.
And it was a Democrat who said that, Senator Inouye. It was a Democrat who asked the question from Texas, Jack Brooks. And it was a Democrat, Senator Inouye, who said, well, we would have to go into executive session. And we have no way of knowing if they did, in fact, go into executive session or not. We still don't know.
And that really shatters the false left for paradigm. Like you said, it was Democrats, you know, and Republicans who were covering that up. You know, obviously, it was the Reagan administration who was on trial there. But the Democrats, the ones saying, oh, well, we can't talk about that. That needs to go into a closed hearing. I'm really glad you brought up continuity of government, because that's going to be a big feature, and especially Cheney's role in continuity of government in my new movie, Fabled Enemies. A lot of people don't understand that the bunker government, the shadow government, whatever you want to call it, was put into place publicly on 9/11 as the attacks occurred. When Cheney went down into that PEOC, and, you know, there's all sorts of, you know, timeline discrepancies. You know, according to Cheney himself, in the very beginning, he was there prior to the Pentagon strike. He went on MSNBC and said it. Okay. Then when they figured out that Norm Mineta testified and said, oh, you know, there was an aide walking in while the plane was approaching the Pentagon, he was discussing things with Cheney like the plane is 50 miles out, the plane is 30 miles out, the plane is 10 miles out. Do the orders still stand? He snaps his head around. He says, of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything to the contrary?
And we don't know what that order is. There were no orders, certainly no orders had been given by the president at that point, which would have been the constitutional authority for them.
Absolutely, and there was no warnings given to Pentagon personnel that anything was approaching that building, when in fact they knew something was approaching that building. And then you have the 9/11 Commission report that whitewashes the entire thing and says, well, he wasn't in that bunker till 9:54, so none of that actually happened. Now, just
interesting, the report is actually, I was very glad to have that report because it helps define the area. Not all of the report is lies by any means, but when they do ignore testimony, such as Cheney's own testimony, they ignore the whole Mineta story. They don't say a word about how the towers went down or about Building 7. Then it helps define what are the sensitive areas that they're covering up.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, Cheney being in that bunker is a huge deal. I also have an article that Cheney was the one who warned Giuliani that the tower was going to come down. He was making all sorts of calls, and Giuliani had gone on Barbara Walters a few days after the attacks and discussed how Cheney was the one that actually made that phone call to him. Now, why is that important? Well, how would Cheney know that the towers were going to come down? You know, how is Cheney the guy in charge of this order? Then you find out that Scott Fry signs this memo a couple months before 9/11. I want to say it was in July, where shoot-down authority is put solely into the hands of the vice president, the secretary of defense, Donald Rumsfeld, or whoever was secretary of the defense at the time, or the president. You know, taking it away from lieutenants, colonels who may have seen a threat.
I think you're talking about intercept procedures. Is that correct?
Not just the, they could intercept them, but they couldn't shoot them down.
The shutdown always was at the top level. What the great innovation was that as of June 1st, to intercept a plane, which merely means sending a fighter up to find out what's happening, the normal procedure, there were 78 such interceptions in the month leading up before June 2001, and that too was, the language was that any military activity had to be handled by highest authority. Well, a military plane going up is a military activity, and that is clearly what
All right, we'll be back after this with Peter Dunstall.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell?
All right, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis subbing in. We're with Peter Dale Scott, and we're talking continuity of government. And I just wanted to get your take on the war games that they were running on the morning of 9/11. Obviously, there were many intersecting war games, but one in particular has really caught my eye, and that's Global Guardian, which is the mass Armageddon exercise that lasted before 9/11 and lasted a little bit after. But the thing that caught my eye was the fact that they had five E-4B doomsday planes, which are command centers for this bunker or shadow government, basically in case of a nuclear attack or, you know, continuity of government procedures going into place. And we know, I mean, CNN's now had to do a report on it, that one of these planes was indeed on the scene of the Pentagon strike. So what are these E-4Bs doing?
That's a very good question, and it was on film at the time. It was exhibited on CNN that very day. It was could be seen from the people who were outside the White House. It was flying around in the whole Washington area, not just the Pentagon. And yes, that's and of course their main base is Offutt, and that's where Bush went when he left. There's so much that we don't know, and I think that, as I understand it, these things, the 9/11 Commission requested documents that they knew about, and there were whole levels of classification that they didn't break into. This is why they can't find, I believe, there was obviously a shoot-down order issued on that day, and they couldn't find it. And I think the reason is that the shoot-down order and the order for continuity of government, which, by the way, the commission confirms that it was instituted,
mm-hmm.
but they don't really, they know when it came out, but they don't know what that means. I think that the whole, everything to do with COG was so classified that it even used a special communications network, and that's why I think the these things were being talked about by Cheney, not even in the bunker. There was, after all, a Democrat in the bunker, Norman Mineta.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about them in a telephone that was in the tunnel between the bunker and the White House. And I think the main reason to having a telephone there was to have something for a classification that was even higher than what people in the bunker were cleared to be party to, which is. And so, yes, we don't know anything. We have no documents about those command planes, but it does suggest that there was a very high degree of mobilization on that day at the time that the attack occurred. And the report says in a kind of limp way, well, this may have facilitated the speed of the response. But that's such a ridiculous thing to say when there was no response. At least no not the response you would want.
I'm with you, Peter. We'll be back after this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.